तम अजरम विमलम सदा आनंद तीर्थमतलम भजेतापत्रयापहम मिथ्या सिद्धांत दुद्वांत विध्वंसन विचक्षण जयतीर्थागत निर्भासता हृदंबरे अत्यकल्पितकल्पोऽयं प्रत्यत्यगतकेसरी व्यासतीर्थगुरुर्भूयात् अस्मदिष्टात् सिद्धये तपोविद्याविरक्त्यादि सद्गुणोगाकरानं वायुराजगुरून् वन्दे हयग्रीवदाश्रयान् पूज्याय राघवेन्द्राय सत्यधर्मर्ताय च भजतां कल्पवृक्षाय नमतां कामधेनवे दुर्वायुध्वान्तरव्ये वैष्णवेन्द्रियवरेन्द्रवे श्रीराघवेन्द्रगुरवे नमोऽस्तुते याळवे आपादमणिपर्यन्तं गुरुनामाक्तिं स्मरेत् तेन विघ्नाः प्रश्यन्ति सिद्धिं च मनोरथाः हरिः ओं श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः टुडे वी आर् डूयिङ्ग् दि इङ्ग्लिश् सेशन् for Vishnu Sahasranama, we'll say the Rishi Devata Sandhas and continue. Asya Sri Vishnu Divya Sahasranama Stotra Mahamantrasya, Shri Veda Vyaso Bhagavan Rishi, Anushtup Chandha, Sri Mahavishnu Paramatma, Siman Narayano Devata, Sri Lakshmi Narayan Prasad Siddhate Japevinyogaha, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Vishwasmainamha, Om Vishwam Vishnu Vashatkaro, Bhuta Bhavya Bhaut Prabhu, Bhuta Krut Bhuta Prut Bhavo, Bhutatma Bhuta Bhavanaha, भूतात्मा परमात्मा च मुक्तानां परमागतिः अव्ययपुरुषस्साक्षी क्षेत्रज्ञोक्ष एव च योगो योगविदां नेता प्रधानपुरुषेश्वरः नासिंहपुश्रीमान् केशवपुरुषोत्तमः सर्वशर्वशिवस्थानुर्भूतादिर्निधिरव्यः संभो भावनो भर्ता प्रभो प्रभुरीश्वरः सो इन् दिस् इन् द थर्ड् वर्स् योगो योगविदां नेता विसा योग एण्ड् फर् योगविदां नेता दिस् इस् द वन् वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु सी टुडे So, Yoga Vidam Neta, Yoga, we saw the meanings, Jnanopaya, etc. So, Yoga, and then the next, there are three words in that, broadly, mainly, Yoga, With, Vidam, Neta. So, here, Vidrulu Labhe, or Vidrulu Dhatu, the root word, that Vidrulu is, has like, you know, Vichara, Jnana, Labha, all this. So, Yoga Vidam means those who obtained or those who meditated upon or those who know, so those who acquired. So all this with respect to yoga. So what is yoga here? Yoga Vidam Neta, in addition to the meanings that we saw in Yoga Shabda, here Chitta Nirodhakhyam Yogam Moksha Upaya Jnana Bhakti Adi Rupam Yogam Va Vindanti Vindanti Vindati Vindataha Vindanti. So this Vidrudhatu Vindati is Ekavachana, Vindataha Dvivachana, Vindanti Bahuvachana. So Yogam Vindanti. So Yoga Vidaha means Yogam Vindanti. What is Yoga? Chitta Nirodha Akhyam Yogam. Chitta Nirodha. Chitta means manas, controlling the mind. So for obtaining moksha, the first step we have to do is controlling the mind is the primary first step. So this Chitta Nirodha Akhya means called, known as Chitta Nirodha, that is yoga, and that is used to obtain moksha. Moksha Upaya Jnana Bhakti Adirupam, through Jnana and Bhakti. Because if to obtain Jnana and Bhakti, first step is to control the mind. That we can experience. So the knowledge is possible only when we have the concentration power to acquire knowledge. We have to, so like Shravana, Manana, all this you do. To do the Shravana, we apply our mind and do the Shravana. And then we apply the mind, do the Manana. Then we apply the mind, do the Dhyana. So Shravana, Manana, Dhyana, all of them have mind as the primary agent. So for that, the mind has to be controlled. So after controlling the mind, for obtaining the moksha, the upaya, the technique is jnana bhakti adi rupam, in the form of knowledge and bhakti. Because without knowledge and bhakti, obtaining moksha is not possible. So this jnana and bhakti, of course, jnana alone is not what it is, because to obtain the jnana, we need to do karma. So karma and jnana are interlinked. And through the jnana, which is coupled with bhakti, is what is needed to obtain the moksha. That is what is called jnana yoga, karma yoga. We talked about it. So this jnana, karma, rupa, yoga is complete only when it is joined with bhakti. So this bhakti and sahita jnana, karma, yoga, marga is having as a prerequisite the chitta nirodha, as a control of the mind. So this is what is yoga, and such yoga, those who obtained it, yoga vidaha means those who obtained, those who acquired, those who are treading, those who know this path, they are jnana. So yoga vidaha jnaninaha. So those who know the yoga, they are called jnanis, or they are also bhaktas. So they are not only jnanis, they are bhakta jnanis, bhaktas and jnanis. They are wise people who are devoted, devotion and wisdom together in one place. Those are called yogis or yoga vidh. So such yoga vidam, jnaninaha bhaktaha cha, tesham yoga vidam means sashti tatpurusha, yoga vidh, ekavachana, yoga vidau, yoga vidaha bahuvachana, those who obtained this method of yoga, they are yoga vidaha. And their neta, neta means one who gives the prerana, neta is one who gives the prerana, one who guides, one who leads, one who takes us along, he is neta. So Paramatma is the neta, preraka, instigator for yoga vidaha. That's why he is called yoga vidam neta. So muktehe prapakascha. So he is the one who makes us reach our mukti. So that's why he is called yoga vidam neta, one who guides us and takes us to mukti through this yoga. That's why he is yoga vidam neta. So that is the meaning, that is first meaning, primary meaning. This is what we have to think about when we talk about yoga vidam neta. So one who guides us, takes us towards moksha. So as I said, chitta nirodha, control of the mind. Why the control of the mind is needed? So that we don't get deluded. A little brahma also, brahma purvaka jnana will not be there. Paripakva, that means matured knowledge is possible only when the mind is brought under control. So the control of the mind enables us to have matured and undiluted jnana purvaka bhagavad rupa vichara jnana. So that kind of a thing is possible only when the mind is under control. So this shuddha jnana, whoever has that, he is yogavid. So this is what Brahma Purana says that. So this kind of jnana, so this Brahma Purana Acharya quotes it in Bhagavat Tatparanireya, Samyam Ishvara Rupeshu Sarvatra Tad Adhinatam Pashyati Jnana Sampatya Vinidro Yaha Saha Yogavit. Yogavit means one who knows yoga, or one who obtained yoga, one who mastered yoga. He is one who has the knowledge, this kind of a knowledge. What is that knowledge? Samyam Ishvara Rupeshu. All the forms of the Lord in everything is the same. The Lord's forms are same. Not that the objects are same. If you take object 1 and object 2, the Lord form in object 1 and object 2 are same. It does not mean that the object 1 is same as object 2. So the difference is between the objects, it continues. But the Paramatma's rupas in them are same. So that is Samyam Ishvara Rupeshu Sarvatra Tad Adhinatam. Everything is under the control of the Lord. So, Pashyati Jnana Sampatya, one who sees it through his wealth of knowledge, he is yoga.
Touch.
Yeah, I think I got disconnected. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll come back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, this is Yoga Vidam Neta. So, the knowledge, the true knowledge is realizing that the Lord's forms are same in every place. So, jnanam tu yoga shabdoktam yujyate anena yat sukham kvachit yoga upayaha syat kvachit chitta nirodhanam. So, in Dattatreya Yoga, Acharya course in Bhagavatat Praninya, this also, where he says, the knowledge which is yoga shabda uktam, the knowledge known as yoga. As I said, yoga, when we saw the yoga word also, yujdhatu. The yoga word is with yujdhatu. Yujyate means is along with that. So one who is having this yoga upaya is yogi or yoga with. So that is yoga with kvachit chitta nirodhanam. It also needs the chitta nirodha or the control of the mind. So this is what is yoga with. Suyoga Vidamneta. So, and such Yoga Vidamneta, Paramatma is Yoga. No, the another way we can see is Yoga Namakam Bhagavantam Vindanti Jananti Iti Yoga Vidaha Bhagavad Jnaninaha Tesham Neta Moksha Prapakaha. We saw the word Yoga. Yoga means Paramatma. Yogo Yoga Vidamneta. Yoga ha Paramatma with the meanings that we saw for Yoga. So, with those meanings, Yoga means Paramatma. Vidam means Vindanti Jananti. So, one who know about Paramatma. So, Bhagavantam Vindanti Jananti Iti Yoga Vidaha. So, with Vidru Labhe, Vidru Jnane, Vidru Vichare. So, Vidru Dhatu, it means knowing, obtaining, reaching, acquiring, contemplating, all these are there. So, Yoga Vidam means those who are aware of, or those who have the knowledge of Paramatma, they are also Yoga Vidaha, Bhagavad Jnaninaha, Tesham Neta Moksha Prapakha. Neta means one who takes us over, or one who guides us, one who leads us. So, that's why Moksha Prapakha, that means obtaining Moksha is reaching Paramatma. So, one who makes us reach Paramatma. So, this is Moksha Pradayaka Rupa. So, the first meaning we talked about is in samsara, Paramatma guiding us so that we go towards moksha. And in the second meaning, that what we are seeing is after having traveled through the path, he makes us go to moksha. So, one who guides us and leads us during our samsara stage, and one who takes us from samsara stage to moksha stage, and one who also guides us and instigates us even in moksha. So, three stages. One is during samsara, another is from samsara to moksha migration, another is after reaching moksha, still being an instigator for us. So, in all three stages, Paramatma is there with us. That's why he is Yoga Vidam Neta in three different stages. So the meaning also can be applied in these three stages. So, Yoga Vidam Neta. And then, so that's why the first and second and third meaning are, first meaning is during samsara stage, second meaning is leading us from samsara to moksha, third one is moksha, having after reaching the moksha, one who guides us in the moksha also. Yoga namakam bhagavantam vindante labhante iti yoga vidaha muktaha tesham neta, the liberated souls, even in moksha, he is our neta. He is our guide. That's why he is Yoga Vidam Neta even in moksha. So, this is the third meaning. So, in three stages, he is Yoga Vidam Neta. And then, another meaning that we can talk about is Yogam Samadhim Vindanti Jananti Iti Yoga Vidaha Bhaktaha Tesham Neta Moksha Palam Prapaita Iti Yoga Vidam Neta. Another yoga is Yoga Samadhi. Samadhi does not mean like, you know, end of life. Samadhi means Samyak Adhi. That means firmly putting our mind in Paramatma is called Samadhi. Samadhi means Samyak Adhi. That means putting our mind perfectly in Paramatma. That means thinking about the Lord in a whether Sampragnat Samadhi or Sampragnat Samadhi. That's what we say. Samadhi means keep putting our mind in Lord. For that also Chitta Nirodha is needed. Only those who control the mind can contemplate upon God. This one we talk about vichare, meditation. So, Yoga Vidam means those who meditate upon Paramatma, they are Yoga Vidam. Basically, yogis are yoga jnanis. Those who have obtained the technique of yoga, they are Yoga Vidam Neta, Yoga Vidaha, Bhaktaha, Tesham Neta, Moksha Phalam Prapaita. So, yoga, those who know about the yoga, for them, Paramatma guides, instigates and leads us. So, that is Yoga Vidam Neta. So, Samadhi Avastha. Samadhi Avastha. In that also, Paramatma guides us. That means those who obtained, who acquired the technique of Samadhi, Paramatma leads them, guides them and takes them towards Moksha. This talking about with respect to Yoga Samarthya, Jnana Samadhi, capable people. So, for them, Yoga Vidam Neta. Then another one we talked about is yoga. Yoga means, remember, anyas chintayanto mam yejana pariyupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. As Sri Krishna says, yoga kshema, I take care of the people. So yoga and kshema, as I mentioned earlier, yoga means obtaining something that we don't have. Kshema means preserving something that we already acquired. That is kshema. So yoga and kshema. So yoga and kshema, one who is making all the devotees have that yoga part. So kshema part is different, okay? So kshema is preserving whatever we have. Yoga part is making us acquire what we don't have. So that is yoga part. So that yoga part, one who makes us acquire, yogam vindanti vicharayanti jananti labhante. So he makes us obtain that yoga shakti. So that's why he's called yoga. Yoga means the ability to contemplate or meditate, and such people, those jnanis, their yoga kshema, paramatmas, tesham jnayanam neta yoga kshema vahanadina iti yoga vidam neta. So ananya sintentomam, like that, tesham nityabhiyuktanam yoga kshema vahamyaham. So by taking care of our yoga kshemas, one who leads us, guides us, that's why he is yoga vidam neta moksha phala prapayita. This is yoga vidam neta. So yoga vidam neta, this is another meaning of yoga. And here we should know about this yoga and sankhya. The shabdas are used in Bhagavad Gita in one place, and it says yoga kshema. There sankhya yoga, sankhya yoga, sankhya mitya vidhiyate. Krishna teaches and says, this is what I have, samyakhyati, I have taught you sankhya, now I am going to teach you yoga, jnanopaya. Sankhya means knowledge. Samyakhyati, a good perfect knowledge, is called sankhya. And then yoga is, and the methodology, the technology to obtain that knowledge is yoga. So the sankhya and yoga that are referred in Bhagavad Gita are the correct forms of sankhya and yoga. But at the same time, there are also schools, sankhya school and yoga school, like, you know, Patanjali Yoga Shastra and sankhya, as I said, two Kapila Maharshi sadhu. One is Paramatma, Kapila Rupi Paramatma is there, and there is another Kapila Rupi Maharshi. The Kapila Rupi Maharshi, he taught Nirishwara sankhya. From that, Seshwara sankhya, that means atheistic form of sankhya jnana. How come the Rishi taught? That means as per the guidance of Rudra or Paramatma, the sometimes the Rishis also, they teach this for Asuramohana and other reasons. So the Kapila Rupi Maharshi, who taught this Sankhya Shastra, which is Nirishwara Sankhya, that is not what is mentioned, or that is not what is intended by Krishna when he said he taught Sankhya. Similarly, the Sankhya Shastra that Kapila Rupi Paramatma taught to Devahuti, that is the true Sankhya. And the only way it is available today is in Bhagavata, through Kapila Gita. Whatever Sankhya Jnana the Kapila Rupi Paramatma gave, that Sankhya that is available is only in the Kapila Gita form. The original Sankhya that Paramatma taught, that one is not available. But the Sankhya Shastra, that is popular Sankhya that is available today, is not 100% correct. In fact, a lot of it is not acceptable. That was refuted by Acharya in Brahmasutra Vyakhyana. So the Sankhya school that is presently available, that is not the correct Sankhya. Same way the yoga school that is available is not the true yoga that is to be understood. And that yoga school also is refuted by Acharya. What yoga is available is whatever Krishna taught in Bhagavad Gita, the true yoga, that is the correct yoga. So that is what here Yoga Vidam Neta is talking about, the true form of yoga, one who makes us acquire the yoga shastra as taught by Sri Krishna Paramatma. So that yoga is what is the correct yoga, and the same yoga is what Paramatma taught to Chaturmukha Brahma, as we mentioned a few times. So janmadya setonvayad itaratasa artheshu abhignaswarat tene brahma hudaya adikavaya muhyantiyam suryaha. There, whatever Paramatma taught, the yoga that Paramatma taught to Chaturmukha Brahma, and Chaturmukha Brahma, he taught the same yoga to other gods like Rudradeva and others. So that is the correct Yoga Shastra, and that Yoga Shastra is acceptable. So Hiranyagarbha Prokta Yoga Shastra is praiseworthy. In Brahma Sutra, Etena Yoga Pratyuktaha, where it is doing a khandana of the yoga, it is the yoga school that is being khandana is done, but the yoga that we are talking about here, so that means the same word yoga is also used for the correct knowledge, also the same yoga is used, and the yoga school that is available, same way, the Advaita, Advaita school, we don't agree, but Advaita Jnana, where Advaita means the non-duality, means there, when we talk about the Paramatma's Rupas, one Paramatma Rupa and another Paramatma Rupa, there is no difference. That Advaita is acceptable. That is true Advaita. Now, in Harikathamrasara also, it says Bhava Advaita, Kriya Advaita, Dravya Advaita. We believe in that. What it means is Paramatma's forms that are there in all Bhavas, Paramatma's forms that are there in all Dravyas, Paramatma's forms that are all there in all Kriyas, they are all same. That kind of Advaita means where all Paramatma's Rupas are same. That is acceptable Advaita. Jivatma, Paramatma are same. That Advaita is not acceptable. Same way the yoga school that has been refuted in Brahma Sutra, that is incorrect yoga form. Yetena yogaha pratyuktaha. So the yoga that is refuted there is the wrong yoga thoughts. But the yoga that is mentioned here, Yoga Vidam Neta, is Chaturmukha Brahma imparted. Chaturmukha Brahma was acquired from Paramatma, and he taught to Rudra and other Uttama Devatas. So that yoga is acceptable yoga. So when we say yoga, there are two kinds of yoga. One is just like a Sankhya has two kinds of Sankhya, acceptable Sankhya, unacceptable Sankhya. Same way yoga, two kinds of yoga, acceptable yoga, unacceptable yoga. Nirishvara Sankhya is unacceptable. Kapilaru Paramatma taught, Seshvara Sankhya is acceptable. And yoga, Patanjali and others, whatever yoga school taught, those yoga suktas, sutras, that is not acceptable. That not acceptable, not that 100% rejected, but in that, whatever is incorrect, those things are refuted. So there is unacceptable yoga is there, and acceptable yoga is what Sri Krishna Paramatma taught us in Bhagavad Gita, that is yoga is acceptable. So two yoga, two meanings are there for yoga, just as there are two meanings for Sankhya. So this yoga is acceptable yoga. So Yoga Vidam Neta is referring to the acceptable yoga that is praised in all our Shastras. So this is what is important. So I pause it here. So any questions are there, you can feel free to ask the questions. Sikshanarpanamastu Hare Srinivasa.
I have many questions.
Yeah.
I want to give others the opportunity and then talk.
Sure.